This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam, I've got a couple for you to get going. Then we want more coming in with phone calls and texts. A story today in the Trib. I've seen a variation of this story often, that because we're all Zooming, plastic surgery is dramatically up since COVID, if somehow you can get in. If you were forced, you had no choice, but you had to have one plastic surgery procedure, which would you pick?
Do they still do liposuction? Is that considered plastic surgery?
Dan Cook, you are the official plastic surgeon expert. I'm leaning yes.
I would say absolutely yes.
Yeah?
Sure, I'd get a little trim off the midsection.
Little sucking sound off the
yeah.
Buddha, is that what you're saying? Okay. Taco Bell, your go-to fast food place, now serving wine. You like
really?
The wine. Yes. You like wine?
Can they do that?
You like Taco Bell? Next time you run to the...
No.
Are they still running to the border?
Yep. Make a run for the border.
Yeah. Are you going to have a little wine?
Maybe they don't use that. I don't think they use that slogan anymore. That's probably not a good idea.
Probably doesn't work.
These uncertain times, that's probably not good.
Yes.
No, I'm not. You know, but when I bite into my crispy gordita crunch, I'm not thinking, man, I could use a glass of... Chardonnay with this.
Do you plan on going to Taco Bell and saying, can I see your
wine list?
Can I see the list?
Is there a sommelier working at Taco Bell right now?
That's our next job, Cook.
Wasn't it like some sommelier. Sort of jalapeno infused wine or something like that?
I suppose.
They're trying to tie it in.
Might be one of these last days, Carter, for warm boating. Where do you stand on tubing as a 45-year-old man?
I'm not going to do it myself, but the kids love tubing.
So you've decided your body is too old to tube? I love tubing. I'm 10 years older than you.
I'm sure if I could, you know, I'm comfortable in the boat now, you know, watching.
Cook, what do you think about that response?
I think it sounds like Adam derives more pleasure from seeing his children experience joy. Than the immediate sensation himself.
Sounds like he likes the cocktail he's got in his hand.
That could be too.
Doesn't want to mess it up.
That could be too.
By going on the tube to me.
Can I go back to the wine conversation?
Sure.
You know what my favorite thing to eat when I'm sipping a glass of red wine is? And you're going to try this too.
Mushrooms?
No. M&M peanuts. M&M peanuts and red wine. Try it. Don't knock me till you try it. That's
oh,
a
no.
Combo.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Chocolate, obviously.
I'm a connoisseur.
Very well together.
Here's another category we're going to get to soon, because I had a Snickers bar before, a frozen Snickers bar. We need to go once again. I think we've done a variation before. Greatest candy bars of all time. Because it's a bit of cliche, but the frozen Snickers is just still tremendous. All right, let's get to some of the texts here. Keep them coming in. Keep the calls coming in. 651-989-9226. Adam, if you had to pick only one, Tiffany or Debbie Gibson?
I think Tiffany was a little more Who did the song, I Think We're Alone Now?
I think that's Tiffany. Dan, do you have that available?
No, unfortunately, I don't right at the top of my head.
I'm going Tiffany.
Tiffany? I would lean Tiffany also. What is the worst earworm song you've ever heard?
Ooh. Oh, man.
That works?
Oh, this weekend, what was it? It was... Well, I'll tell you this. The songs I cannot stand. My
National
Sharona.
Anthem, right?
Yeah. My Sharona.
Ooh. My Sharona. Yes. Dan, Google that.
Come on, Eileen.
My Sharona. Oh, come on, Eileen. It's such a horrible song.
Oh, it's horrible.
Such a horrible song.
Breakfast
My Sharona. Can you figure
Tiffany's.
Out... Yeah, can you figure out when My Sharona came out? The Knack, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to take a guess?
I think I'm like high schoolish. 81.
Adam?
83.
You went the wrong way. 79.
Yeah. I hated that song. Adam, who is your favorite Chuck? Chuck Woolery? Chuck Norris? Chuck Todd? Or Chuck Knobloch?
Well, out of those, it would be Norris.
You have another Chuck in mind?
Chuck Berry.
Pretty good. We don't. Chuck is a name that really isn't
who's
that
the,
prominent.
Who's the Gong Show? Who's that?
Chuck Berry. Chuck Barris.
Barris.
Chuck Barris. If you have another child, Adam. And it's a boy. Can you assure us he will be named Chuck?
Well, if I would have had a son, it would have been Charles. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a pretty good coincidence right
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah. So it would have been Charlie, Chuck.
One of the nephews is named Charles, but we were threatened with great bodily harm should we ever call him Chuck. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not yeah.
gonna happen.
Speaking of Chuck... Since Charles is the dad, today is Harold's 36th birthday. The Duke and Duchess sent out a happy birthday picture to him. Did you guys see that picture?
Of them running?
Yes.
Yes.
When all the reports are that the princesses did not get along, and Harry left mainly because of that. Doesn't that just add to it when they don't even include his wife in the picture, the happy
yes.
birthday picture?
Yes.
Cook, it's a pretty good shot at Meghan, right?
That's a pretty good shot at Meghan. Didn't I hear that they left off the title, too? That it was just like happy birthday, Harry, and there was no mention of his title?
See, I like that, though. I think...
Well, hey, if you're going to bail, hey, bail. Yeah.
Well, but I'd even say... If it's your brother, can't you still call him Harry, even though he's whatever the heck he is?
Chuck Mangione.
Exactly. How did we not get that from the previous segment?
I have no idea.
All right, let's pause right here. Diana, of course, is on hold. We want a couple more calls. We've got some calls saved and plenty of text coming in for Ask Adam Anything. Text in 651-989-9226. Governor Tim Walz is less than 30 minutes away.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
This makes you smile?
Yes. I forgot to add this one. This is so good.
Why can't you see?
Such
what you doing to me?
Especially the 70s live versions. This is a live version here. Elvis looking very good in the white suit here.
We can't go on together.
Awesome song. All right, let's go to some of the calls here for Ask Adam Anything. Diana is in Hutch. Go ahead, Diana.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
I like that last song, yeah. Love Elvis. Since we're talking about songs today, My favorite song is Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Mm-hmm. Great song.
That was our song when my husband and I were dating, and 39 years later, it's still a popular
nice.
Song. So I want to know if Adam and his girlfriend have a song.
We've got several songs. Many, many songs. And
you don't have just one?
No, we don't.
Yeah, there's
probably not just one.
I think you need to have one song, like you have one best friend.
Yeah, you got to have just one song.
Oh, boy.
It helps the relationship last.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of songs help us. But no, we have a lot of, I mean, there's probably, you know, 5 to 10 very, very meaningful songs to us.
Okay, give us one or two.
One is the one you mentioned, the first, Boys of Summer, which is that holds a very special place in our heart. Don Henley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Diana, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.
Mike is mobile. Go ahead, Mike. You're on CCO.
Hi there. Say, Adam, I'm curious. What are the telltale signs of low T and needing to talk to my doctor about that little blue pill? You know, it's supposed to pick things up for me, so to speak, as it were. Any insight, I would appreciate it.
Adam, help him out.
Didn't exactly hear the question. I heard. Can you rephrase it?
He wants you to help him when he talks to his doctor about the little blue pill.
Nothing.
What are the telltale signs that he has low T and needs to talk to his doctor? Yeah. I don't know why he'd think you would know that. But
I don't need.
Because it's ask Adam anything.
Well, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I think if you're wondering, you're probably right to wonder about it.
Besides, first of all, he wants to know, this texter, he or she, when fishing, walleye or bass?
Walleye.
Hard or soft water?
Soft water.
Adam, are you related to ex-football player Jim Carter?
I am. He's my uncle.
If you were on the Nobel Peace Prize selection committee, would you vote to give the Peace Prize to President Donald J. Trump? Big ceremony. Just finished.
I know.
One of a couple.
Right.
Sounds like you need to see a little more.
Well, I'd need to see who else is nominated. I can't just blankly say that.
The joy he brings to everybody when they see what clownish coat he's wearing for the day. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, is it a guy's fault?
Yes. But have you seen the video about the guy who takes down the tree and down to his house?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And he lets, you can hear him.
He's not
cuts
happy.
Cuts it, and he realizes it's going the wrong way, and he shouts out. I think we can all relate.
Inquiring minds want to know, boxers, briefs, French cut, or thong?
French cut.
What about commando? Isn't commando an option?
Well, I do have these shorts that I bought this summer. These bird dog shorts, where you don't wear underwear. They have liners, so it's like a swimsuit.
So you are going commando then?
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
But why did Laura just get up and leave the newsroom? I don't understand.
Yeah. When you're not
a boxer,
you've been given four categories here: boxers, briefs, French cut, or thong.
Boxer briefs.
Yes. Would those now, Adam Carter, be the most popular?
Yes.
Cook? I think that's right, don't you?
I would think so, yeah.
The boxer brief combination? Is it broaster chicken, Adam, or is it broasted chicken?
I think technically it's broasted chicken. I think it's the same thing. It's either this is chicken that was in a broaster, or it's broasted chicken.
Get A. Someone is suggesting they have a raccoon, not a badger, and if we pay the gas money, the raccoon will come down to the studio and chase Dan around.
No, great. It's a bad idea. No.
$750 to a charity of your choice.
No, absolutely not. No.
But we got a, you know. Some sort of meat has to be dangling from your leg at this point.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Adam, let's vote again. I'm again, yes.
We're not voting.
I'm for sure.
We'll vote.
Exactly.
Rigged.
Thank you once again for everybody participating. Excellent. Ask Adam anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.